All right, good morning. Who here remembers what I talked about last time I was up here? I think some of you are here. Do you remember? Remember I told you about those stories about the children who saved other children's lives all over the country? Well, just after I told you that, just 3 days after, the ultimate save story happened right here in California. So I want to tell you about it. Have any of you been to Yosemite? Who's been to Yosemite? No one's been to Yosemite? Can you turn around and face me? No one? Oh, well, Yosemite's pretty neat. This happened in Yosemite. There was one boy, he was 9 years old. His name was Alex, spelled A-L-E-X with an X. Now, he was 9 years old. Now, how old are you?
Nine.
You're nine. And you know what? Alex had an identical twin brother named Alan. And they were in Yosemite, and they were hiking, and they went up to the base of Vernal Falls. And if you've ever been there, that's a really neat waterfall. It's really scary, too. You hope that the footbridge doesn't break. But they were so energetic, they wanted to hike all the way to the top. So they went all the way to the top with Mom and Dad, and Mom and Dad were resting, and Alex and Alan went near the water to play. Now, is that a good idea? To go near the water? No, it's a very bad idea. In fact, they have guardrails up and you have to go off the trail to do that. It's extremely dangerous to be near the water on a waterfall. But they were where it was real shallow and they were just stomping around. And then Alex's water bottle got loose and it slipped and it started floating off. So he just went to go grab it and all of a sudden, whoosh, he got sucked into the middle of the raging water and he started taking off down in the edge of the falls was really close. And his mother screamed. Now she didn't just scream a scream, she screamed a blood-curdling scream. And she then said, "Somebody save my baby." Now meanwhile, we'll call him Big Alec. He spelled his name with a C, A-L-E-C. He was a 16-year-old football player. He played football for his high school in San Jose. He was up there with his two younger brothers and his mom and dad and aunt and uncle. And they had just gotten up to the top of the falls and were looking out, enjoying the view, when they heard Alex's mom scream. And they looked up and there was little Alex in the water bobbing with his red shirt, just bobbing over the rocks. Just nothing to grab onto. The water is going so strong up there. It's really scary. And Alex's mom, Big Alex, his mom, she looked and she saw that and she's like, "Oh no." And then, right then, Big Alec started to take off. He went through the barriers and he started to take off to the water. And she's like, "Oh no." She said, come back, don't do it. And Big Alex's dad said, "Don't do it, Alec, son, come back." And why did they say that? You know why they didn't want him to get near the water either? Because what happens on the waterfalls, and they knew it, is that when one person falls in and someone tries to save them, they get sucked in. And then someone tries to save them, and they get sucked in, and all of them will go over the falls. And they knew that happened, especially on that falls. So they called for him, and Big Alec, he just went down, and he judged about where little Alex would be coming, and he got over the rocks, and he got in the water, like halfway in the water, and he was holding onto a rock, and it's a good thing he was left-handed, and he reached out his arm as far as he could to try to intersect little Alex, and little Alex, he came by, his face was pale, his eyes were big, and he just looked at Big Alec like, "Save me, help me, I'm gonna die." And as soon as he came, he saw Big Alex's arm and he grabbed on and he held on. He held on so tight. And Big Alec, because he played football, he was kind of strong and he made a jerk and pulled him out of the water. But then he started slipping. His grip on little Alex started to slip. And then little Alex's dad was there and he grabbed Big Alec. And then Big Alec was able to grab little Alex and they all got out of the water safely, just a few yards from the edge of the fall. It was really, really scary. And it was scary for everybody. Now, just like those other stories I told you, I think God was helping things to go along. You know why? Because Big Alex's uncle said that if he didn't react right when he did, if he hesitated even a few seconds, and if everything didn't go perfectly, if he didn't get out to the water, if little Alex didn't come right where he was, and everything didn't work perfectly, little Alex would have gone over the falls. And you can't survive Vernal Falls. Nobody survives. It's 100% you will not survive. And Big Alec could have also gone over. So God was... God was really helping them, okay? But you know what? I think it's fitting that Big Alex spells his name with a C, because Christ also is spelled with a C. And you know, Christ came down and sacrificed to save us. In fact, he gave his life to save us. And he's reaching out to us. And what do we have to do? What if little Alex said, oh, I'm fine, I'm in the water, this is fun, what would have happened? He would have gone over the fall, right? And you know, we're in a waterfall. We're in the raging water. You know why? Because we live in this world of sin, and sin ends in death, so we're going to be in trouble. So what did little Alex have to do? What did he need to do? He needed to grab on to Big Alex, right? Christ is reaching out to us, but we need to reach out to him. And how do we do that? We need to pray. We need to ask forgiveness. We have to realize, first of all, that we're in danger. And we have to hold on to Christ with everything that we have. Okay? I want you to remember that. And I want you to remember, never, ever get anywhere near a waterfall. Okay? On the water, on top of a waterfall. It's very dangerous. I want to just show you a picture of little... You can't really see it, but that's Big Alex. That's Big Alex kneeling down. And that's little Alex. He just came over to say thank you for saving his life. This was about an hour after he saved him. He's wearing some clothes that Big Alex's uncle gave him. And there's his twin brother to the right.
Frank, can you take down the spotlights, please?
And Big Alex said that little Alex was shaking like a little chihuahua. He was so scared and so cold. The water's very cold, too. There you can see. And you can see little Alex's mom and dad in the back. They were very, very thankful. Everyone was very thankful that day that everybody was okay. All right, let's bow our heads, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for saving little Alex and Big Alec and for making that outcome good. And Lord, we just pray that you'll help us to recognize our need. And we thank you so much for extending your loving arm out to us. Help us to grab onto you and to find you and keep you. We pray, amen. All right.